Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on March 3rd. The Star-Spangled Banner is played before thousands of sporting events and other ceremonies each year, but it wasn't until 90 years ago today, in 1931, that it officially became the national anthem of the United States. Surprising fact, although Francis Scott Key famously wrote the lyrics to the Star-Spangled Banner during the British bombardment of Maryland's Fort McHenry during the War of 1812, he didn't write the music. The tune was actually taken from a popular British song of the time called To Anacreon in Heaven. Also on this day in history, in 1820, the Missouri Compromise was passed. In 1845, Congress overrode a presidential veto for the very first time. And in 1887, Helen Keller met her teacher, Anne Sullivan. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode. Out now.
History This Week, March 2nd, 1923. In Wichita, Kansas, Mary Irby and Una Hollowell are being held at the city jail. They were arrested on the charge of lewdly abiding, basically standing around in such a way that the authorities thought they might be selling sex. Now, officials are trying to decide whether they're infected with a sexually transmitted infection. Today, they'll learn their fate. Hollowell and Irby will be incarcerated. They'll be quarantined at a facility called the Kansas State Industrial Farm for Women. This isn't just happening in Kansas. Across the country and over the coming decades, tens of thousands of women are suffering the same fate. How were so many American women incarcerated against their will, and how did those women fight back? I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.